This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh has moved a step closer to becoming U.S. Labor Secretary. In his confirmation hearing today in Washington, he told senators that if he's confirmed, he'll fight to expand worker rights while also improving the country's economy.
If confirmed, you and the American people are going to get 100% out of me each and every day. And the American people are made up of workers, of businesses, of industry. If we advance the American worker, we're advancing the American economy.
WBUR's Anthony Brooks followed the hearing and joins us now. So how did it all go?
Well, I think it was a pretty good ride for Walsh. Democrats on the committee welcomed him, not surprisingly, and embraced the idea of a former labor leader heading the Department of Labor, which is something that hasn't happened in a very long time. And Republicans were pretty cordial, even if they challenged Walsh on proposals to empower unions, weaken right-to-work laws, and pass a $15 minimum wage law. And we can talk more about that in a minute. But here's Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who introduced Walsh to the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions.
And I am really happy to be here. After 4 years of a Trump Labor Department that did its best to undermine workers, Marty will be a Secretary of Labor who actually supports labor.
Warren praised Walsh's record as mayor. She cited his push for a $15 minimum wage, setting up an Office of Equity and Diversity, and as well as for his response to the COVID-19 pandemic, and called him a good man.
You mentioned, Anthony, that Republicans, on the other hand, were cordial, but they did push back against Walsh on some key issues. Which ones?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, assuming he's confirmed, Walsh is going to spearhead Biden's pro-labor agenda, including the response to the pandemic, to climate change, while unwinding many of the Trump administration's labor policies. And the Biden administration is pushing for policies that are decidedly pro-labor, like the $15 minimum wage. So here's Republican Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas.
I mean, I'm all for if you want $15 an hour in Boston, knock your socks off. But in Kansas, that would be a pretty big wage, a job-killing wage.
Well, thank you, Senator. I think President Biden has stressed that he is supportive of a $15 an hour minimum wage. I support him in that.
Okay, so it sounds like Walsh and the Republicans had to disagree on that one.
Right, yeah, and on several other issues as well. But Lisa, if there was a theme throughout Walsh's testimony, it was that there doesn't have to be a choice between supporting workers versus supporting businesses. Walsh pointed out that he pushed for a whole range of progressive policies in Boston while the city's economy thrived before the pandemic hit. And that's a point that Barry Bluestone made to me. He's an economist and a professor emeritus at Northeastern University. And he talked about how Walsh's record as mayor will help him in this new job.
He did such a fine job communicating what the city needs that he got praise from not only organized labor, but he got praise from business leaders as well.
Anthony, on a different matter, did the mayor face any questions about Boston Police Commissioner Dennis White? The new commissioner was put on administrative leave just 2 days after he was sworn in because of allegations of domestic violence from 1999 that surfaced.
That did not come up, and Walsh must have been relieved because, of course, there's some difficult questions that he'd have to answer. I mean, among them, why didn't he know about that? But no, it didn't come up. This was a pretty easy ride for Walsh, as I mentioned. And in fact, Republicans seemed to genuinely like Walsh. Here's Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina. He's the ranking Republican on the committee. And he chided Walsh about not being too beholden to liberal interests. But he also had some fun comparing Walsh to Tom Brady. Here's a bit of what he said.
Tom Brady's proven that a Massachusetts guy can hop on I-95, go south and do good things. If doing good things is your goal, and I think it is, you've got to be willing to stand up to the agenda activists. I'll join you Sunday rooting for Tampa Bay, not trying to suck up to the next Secretary of Labor, but because at my age, I root for the old guy, and that's where Brady is these days.
So that's Burr's way, I guess, of predicting that Walsh is probably going to be confirmed. And Patty Murray of Washington, the committee chairwoman, says she'll schedule a vote as soon as possible, which would then forward Walsh's nomination for consideration by the full Senate.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Thanks, Anthony.
Lisa, my pleasure.